Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Israeli police say a truck driven by a Palestinian slammed into a group of Israeli soldiers Sunday, killing four of them and injuring another 15. Authorities say the soldiers were getting off a bus at a promenade overlooking the walled Old City of Jerusalem when the truck veered off course and smashed into the group. A Hamas spokesman offered blessings to the attacker and accused the Israelis of committing crimes against the Palestinians. Authorities said they shot the attacker to death. Palestinian authorities identified him as a resident of East Jerusalem. Iraqi officials say at least 20 people have been killed in two suicide bomb attacks in the capital, Baghdad. In one attack, the bomber set off his explosives at the entrance to a market in a mainly Shiite district. At least 13 people were killed in that blast. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility. Another explosion in Baghdad killed at least 7 people. Syrian state media say a car bomb in a government-held area outside the capital, Damascus, has killed at least 5 people and wounded 15. The incident occurred near Sassa. The Fatah al-Sham front claimed responsibility for the attack. Iranian state television announced the death of former president and leading reformer Akbar Hefshemi Rafsanjani. The 82-year-old Rafsanjani had been suffering from heart ailments. He died Sunday at a hospital north of Tehran. Rafsanjani's presidency saw the country seeking to rebuild its economy from the ruinous 1980 to 1988 war with neighboring Iraq. This is VOA News. U.S. authorities are continuing to look for a motive behind Friday's shooting incident at a Florida airport. Relatives of suspected gunman Esteban Santiago say he had been mentally traumatized by his 11 months of fighting in the U.S. war in Iraq. Santiago was charged Saturday with an act of violence at an international airport, resulting in death. If convicted of the charge, Santiago could face the death penalty or possibly life in prison. 5 people were killed in that attack. U.S. President Barack Obama says he underestimated the impact of the Russian campaign of misinformation and computer hacking. The remark follows a conclusion by the U.S. intelligence officials that Russia meddled in the U.S. presidential election. Mr. Obama made his comments on the ABC News This Week program. The suspect, who is alleged to have shot and wounded an official with the U.S. consulate in Guadalajara, Mexico, on Friday, has been arrested. He has not yet been identified. The wounded American official, identified as 13-year Foreign Service Officer Christopher Ashcraft, is said to be in stable condition. The Taliban is dismissing American plans for sending an extra 300 troops to Afghanistan's southern Helmand province as providing nothing but a morale boost to Afghan government forces. The Taliban has captured most of the districts in Helmand province since NATO ended its combat mission, and most U.S. forces withdrew from the area in 2014. With the help of U.S. air power and military advisors on the ground, the Afghan government has been able in recent months to maintain control over the provincial capital of Lashkar Gah, which remains under attack by the Taliban. A cold wave across Europe has left at least 24 people dead. 5 Portuguese tourists were killed, 27 others injured Sunday when their bus crashed off an icy highway in central France. 10 victims of the cold perished in Poland, where temperatures were as low as minus 14 degrees Celsius. In Italy, the cold has been blamed for 7 deaths. Prague's emergency services reported 3 deaths. Temperatures in Moscow fell to minus 30 degrees overnight and to minus 24 in St. Petersburg. The frigid temperatures are expected to continue in the coming days. Mario Soares, Portugal's former president and founder of the country's Socialist Party, has died. He was 92. Portugal has declared 3 days of mourning starting on Monday. His funeral will be held on Tuesday. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.